GZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The International Relations Department says it's concerned about reports that the US will soon accept the first white Afrikaners that it had offered resettlement.
While South Africa challenges the United States' assessment of alleged refugee status, it will not block South Africans who seek to depart the country from doing so, as it also observes the right of freedom of movement and freedom of choice.
US media reported that the first group of around 1,000 will arrive as early as Monday after President Donald Trump accused the government of racial discrimination against them. Pretoria has reiterated the allegations are unfounded. DIRCO's Crispin Peary says Deputy Minister Alvin Boortis engaged with his US counterpart today on the matter.
The Department of International Relations has sought clarity on the status of the persons who will be seeking to depart the country, whether as asylum seekers or refugees or ordinary citizens. And we've sought assurances as to whether the persons who have been identified have been appropriately vetted by competent South African authorities to ensure that they do not have any outstanding criminal cases pending against them, amongst others.
KZN's Umngeni local municipality has been earmarked for an initiative aimed at improving infrastructure. Public Works and Infrastructure Minister Dean McPherson signed Memoranda of Understanding for three municipalities in Pretoria today. He says the agreement will help to address infrastructure delivery at local governments across the country. The other two municipalities are in the Free State and Mpumalanga.
This initiative will play an important role in achieving our goal of turning our country into a construction site with more infrastructure projects successfully executed to stimulate economic investment.
And finally, fans without valid tickets for the Nedbank Cup final tomorrow have been urged to keep their distance from Moses Mabhida Stadium. KZN Law Enforcement says they've beefed up security for the highly anticipated match between Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs. Newswatch's Qinokuhle Malinga reports.
KZN police say the stadium has been red zoned to ensure there is no lawlessness before, during and after the battle between the country's two most popular football clubs. The planning teams have had to revise operational plans considering the potential threats as advised by intelligence teams following the ticketing glitch. Provincial Deputy Police Commissioner Phumelele Makoba briefed the media on safety preparations ahead of the match.
Those who have threatened to block certain roads are advised to reconsider that idea, because closing the roads is a criminal offence and we'll deal with them decisively.
KZN Road Traffic Inspectorate Head Bert Davis says they're expecting an influx of motorists travelling to Durban on the N3, mostly from Gauteng.
Obviously we've got those covered as well in terms of strategic placement of officials all along the N3, just to ensure safety.
Police will also be conducting operations in various parts of the province to ensure the safety of football fans gathered at hangout spots. Qinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch, Moses Mabhida Stadium.
Durban 30 degrees tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 29, Richards Bay 32. For News Watch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.